Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.
Welcome to the John 3:30 podcast. He must increase, I must decrease, is the message John 3:30 invites us to live. Incorporating this into our everyday lives can be a challenge. What keeps your fire burning? We have many wonderful ways to stay close to our faith, whether it be the Mass, spiritual readings, prayer, adoration, or the rosary. This is Catholic Faith Life, and here's our host, Jason Nunez.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the John 3:30 podcast. This is your host, Jason Nunez, and welcome to episode number 91. We are at episode number 91. We are just around the corner from episode 100. What will happen then? You don't know, and you know what? I don't know. Someone does know, and that is our Almighty God. For now, we're going to continue down this path, and who knows? We may have a special announcement on episode number 100. Without further ado, we're going to go and get to this week's episode, and we're going to begin it the way we do all of our episodes, and that is in prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That, in the opinion of the world, others may increase, and I may decrease, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen, and I set aside, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I go unnoticed, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alrighty, let's go ahead and welcome today's guest. I'm very, very excited to welcome to the John 3:30 podcast our guest today. That is Mr. Joe Melendrez. Hey, Joe, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for taking time out of your day and joining us on this week's episode. I greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure.
If you can do me a favor and tell us all a little bit about yourself, please, I'd greatly appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm a Texas native, so glad. I believe you said you first saw me in San Antonio, Texas. So
yep.
I grew up in San Antonio, Texas, went to Central Catholic High School, all boys Catholic high school. Really not completely believing in God or Jesus. I was born culturally Catholic. When I was 15 years old, I went on a teen acts retreat at Holy Spirit Parish in San Antonio. And this retreat changed my life in a huge way. On this retreat, I encountered God's love, and it moved me in such a way that I started weeping and crying in tears I'd never felt before. I knew God was real, and I knew I had to share this love with other people. I didn't know how I was going to do that, but it set me on this path of searching, seeking God, prayer, started praying the rosary, started surrounding myself with a faith community. And I knew that ministry is something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So today I'm 33 years old. I live in Los Angeles, California. I'm a Catholic speaker and performer, and just do my best to love my family, love God, and tell the world about Jesus.
Wow. Praise be to God. All of this spawned from a teen acts retreat.
Yep.
That's amazing. That's truly, truly amazing. This podcast was inspired because of my acts retreat I attended. I attended the men's acts retreat back in 2012, and just seeing what you've gone and what you've done with it. It's truly a gift from God, which in turn you're giving back to the world. You're using your talents to praise Him.
And for people that are listening that, you know, in Texas, a lot of people know what ACTS is. For people listening that don't know what ACTS is, it stands for Adoration, Community, Theology, and Service. And so I believe it was formed off of the Cruceo retreat or the Emmaus retreat.
Correct.
And it's like a 3.5, almost 4-day retreat. Mine was from Thursday through Sunday. And there's a bunch of different interactive things that we do and talks. But it really gives God the opportunity to move in people's lives. People that have never met the Lord, people that are wanting to grow in faith, people that already have a strong faith. And I believe ACTS is worldwide now, but definitely thriving in Texas for sure.
Indeed, yeah. And it definitely is worldwide. I've seen videos where there's people in Canada and you know, South America and in other countries
that are
saying hello, you know, on their acts retreat. So definitely it is worldwide now, which is amazing that
there's
a movement that kind of started in our backyard is now worldwide and it's impacted millions of people already, which is fantastic.
Indeed.
So for someone like you who went on a teen acts retreat and you said, you know, cry tears, you never felt you cried before. And now where you've taken this experience and where it's taken you, you know, this is very much your life. So curious, you know, someone like you, Joe, how do you keep your fire burning for our Catholic faith day after day? I understand how it can be a grind, but what keeps your fire going?
Well, it's interesting. So I did an interview about a year ago. And I was asked a similar question by a priest, his name is Father Dave Dwyer from the Busted Halo Show.
Oh yeah, Father Dave's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, Father Dave's awesome. And he asked me like, you know, what, how do you stay, you know, in your faith? And I was like, oh, you know, on my way to work, cause I was still working at a Catholic school at that time, you know, I pray on my way to work and this and that. And I'm like, I listened back to the interview a year later. I'm like, Joe, praying on your way to work is not enough. you need to just go to God all the time and you need to spend time with the Lord. And so I look back and I'm like, yeah, that wasn't good enough. And I've really tried to step up my game, this year in spending time with the Lord. So we tend to, you know, how do we keep things burning? We might overcomplicate things. Well, you gotta do this. It's like, essentially you gotta spend time with God straight up. There's, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I heard St. John Vianney said, if you're not praying, you're losing the battle. And there's a battle out there. And my biggest thing is, hey, you go spend time with Jesus in physical presence, go to adoration, go to mass. And when you're there, be quiet, listen, read scripture. I'm a very, like I mentioned to you before, we did the interview, I have ADD. So for me, staying focused on prayer is somewhat difficult. So I do interactive things where I'll read this book called Jesus Calling. Nice. I'll look up the scripture verses that inspire the daily reflection. I'll write in my SOAP journal, which stands for Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. It's like a daily Bible study. But then the other thing is like every day, starting it off with an attitude of gratitude, starting the morning with a prayer, dedicating my day to God, and just kind of keeping that Christ consciousness throughout the whole day. But no, regardless of what you're doing, you can always push time with Jesus back, but it's the most important meeting of the day. So I recommend if you're a calendar person, you put it in your schedule and you stick to it. And if you push it back, you find another time throughout the day to say, hey, this is my Jesus time. Even if you go out in your car for 10 minutes and spend time with God, you got to do it.
Excellent. That's it's interesting how you mentioned that Jesus calling, that's kind of been coming up in actually my life for the past couple of months. And a good friend of mine gave me a Jesus Calling a couple of years ago. And it's one of those where I was like, oh, thanks, this is great. And then once you actually open it and you realize, oh, I can read this every day. And
yeah,
it's amazing how you read what's in there for the day you're on. And it's almost like it's meant just for you. Because it's like what you're going through. And it's like, wow, that's amazing.
No, I've had some wild experiences. And so for those listening that don't know what Jesus Calling, it's this daily devotional. And it basically is as if God is speaking to you. And it uses about 3 to 4 different scripture verses for that reflection.
Yep.
And I've had some incredible experiences. One was this summer. I was in Germany doing ministry. And I was getting ready to write a talk based around a certain scripture passage. That Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so I went into a room, and I was going to read Jesus Calling to start my day off before I started writing the talk. And sure enough, as I'm reading that day, it's the exact scripture verse that my talk was themed on.
Oh wow!
And I'm like, holy cow! And but it was like God, the divine orchestration of God's Holy Spirit and His reminder, hey, I'm with you. I'm here. This is not a mistake. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. That's happened multiple times for me reading the book. And I mean, even I'll get a word before, like I do something on Instagram. It's called Ministry Moment. And I was like, I got back from the gym early in the morning, and I hear in my head, like, stop complaining. Okay. So I made that my ministry moment for the day. I open up my Jesus Calling book, and that day, it starts off with stop complaining. And I'm like, whoa, okay, Holy Spirit. Okay.
Right.
And so like, but yeah, it's, so God's going to speak to you through many different things, but His word is an access to Him every day. So you can read a scripture passage today. You can read the same scripture passage 20 years from now. It's going to speak to you differently, but it's alive and active, and we got to know that. So we can kind of skate around it, or like, hey, I don't know how to get into God's word, but you gotta just every day just open the Bible. I know my friend Mike Supon, I love it. He reads the Bible cover to cover and then gets a new Bible, marks it up, reads it cover to cover, gets Bible, marks it up, reads it cover to cover. And so he goes every morning at like 6 o'clock, from 6 to 7, to like McDonald's or a coffee shop, and he's just in God's word. And sometimes I'll join him, or sometimes he'll just be sending me verses from that he's going through and what's life giving. And it's important that we can share God's word with other people, because it can inspire them on their journey and their day. But, it's just the best. God is the greatest, and spending time with Him and reading God's word is so life giving.
Indeed it is. Now, you wear many hats, you know. You're also a keynote speaker, you're a retreat leader, you know. I'd like to thank you as a Catholic influencer. You know, for anyone that's listening who is not following Joe on social media, you know, by all means, follow him. You know, you're going to get inspired by what he puts on there. One thing that inspires me is seeing the people at your shows, because it's you know, you're up there and you're performing and you're praising God, you're using your talents to do so, but the people in the room are responding.
Yeah.
You know, and it's almost like that was you when you were on your retreat. You were responding.
Yeah.
You know, and now you're the one up there that's, you know, leading people in praise, and they're responding. And I've been in one of those shows. So just kind of what, you know, I was there. I went because my kids were a part of the Faith Formation program. So they brought home a flyer and like, oh, yeah, there's going to be a concert. So we're like, okay, let's go. You know, so we went. Me, honestly, at that time, I had not heard who you were, not been exposed to your music before. So, you know, you being there at your show, and I remember you talked about Mary. And, you know, as it is today, we're recording this. It's on the day of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Yeah.
You were up there, and you were talking about Mary, and you're talking about how she wasn't what we would think of as a woman who had said yes. She was a young teenager, and the power, the just what that meant to say yes to God, and like that really stayed with me the whole time. You know,
wow.
and then honestly, you perform, if I'm not mistaken, you performed a part of, or you talked about your rosary rap. And I was like, okay, now I got to hear this. That's kind of what led me to look more into you and that kind of stuff. But it's awesome to kind of see how you went from being that person in the crowd or on that retreat to now being the person leading it and having people respond to your creative, to the fruits of your creativity. All to praise God, which is amazing.
Well, yeah, you know, the shows, I want them to be about God. I don't want my shows to be about me. I want people to go there. I want them to be inspired. I want them to be part of it. And so that's why the call and response is huge. Like, I normally have lyric videos on screens behind me so that people can sing along. I bring kids up to dance with me. Mm-hmm. I teach them different moves for the songs. I'll do, you know, dance offs. I'll do hot seats. I'll do all kinds of things with my talks as well. But basically, you know, when I was in high school, I had one Catholic speaker who came to my school. His name is Jason Everett. He's still speaking and sharing his witness today. And it was very impactful when I saw him. I was like, man, maybe I could do something like that someday. I didn't know that that was a thing, that there were Catholic speakers and performers.
Yep.
I know Dave Kaufman was my choir director at Holy Spirit.
Oh yeah.
So after I, you know, jumped in the Acts, I wanted to continue serving. I started playing conga and bongo drums at Mass, and you know, he was a great positive influence in my life musically, and he helped mentor me a lot. But the biggest thing was you know, I remember in high school, you know, I was listening to Biggie, to Tupac, to Nas. Some of the, you know, great rappers during my high school career. And the biggest thing, I know, you know, Notorious B.I.G. said in an interview that you got to rap what's real to you.
Yep.
And as I started rapping and writing poetry as a way of just expressing myself. And it was just like a artistic outlet. And I didn't think I had a voice that was good enough to sing. So I'm like, well, maybe I could rap in a way to connect people to God. And so you mentioned the rosary rap that kind of started actually through a teen act retreat. My youth minister at the time, and it was Melanie Stovall. She was one of the leaders of the act retreat. She said, Joe, can you do something creative to help kids pray the rosary? And I was like, okay, like, what do you mean? What do you want me to do? She's like, I don't know, like maybe make a rap or something. And I was like, so she planned this idea in my head.
Wow.
And so I wrote this like in the intro. It's like this rap about the rosary. It's actually the intro, the Rosary Rhapsody. And I did it to Tupac's Hail Mary beat. Okay. And so we performed it on this act retreat to teach people how to pray the rosary. And then that was that. And she's like, Joe, you got to make a rosary rap CD. And I'm like, you're crazy. I was like, there's no way. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm 16 years old. I can't make a CD. She's like, listen, if Mary wants it to happen, it'll happen. And I'm like, okay. She's like, just make a demo track for me. I'm like, okay. So, like, it was her encouragement. She saw things that I didn't see in myself. She saw potential I didn't see. And literally, it's really because of her that I'm making, you know, Catholic hip-hop music today. And I'm so thankful for her encouragement, but that God used her and spoke through her to kind of, she spoke kind of prophecy over my life. And so the Rosary Rhapsody, like she said, if Mary wants it to happen, it'll happen. And, you know, 4 years later, I released an official CD. I was 22 years old, not signed to a label. You know, God just provided all the resources from recording studios to graphic artists to designers, to everything to just make it happen. And then once from that started, it was like, it was a project, you know. I was like, hey, this is an artistic project. And I looked at, you know, Mary as my booking agent and God as my manager. And I didn't, like, I'm in Dayton, Ohio. When I released the CD, I went to school, University of Dayton, the Catholic Marianist University. And all of a sudden I started getting like phone calls from Catholic schools and Rotary clubs and Knights of Columbus. And I'm going out and I'm sharing my story and teaching people how to pray the Rosary and wrap it and inspiring kids. And it just kind of went from there. And I felt God saying, don't stop, just keep going. So I did.
That's an amazing story. Thank you very much for sharing that. That's sure. Amazing. Yeah. That's awesome to kind of have that insight and to know how that all started. And that's one of those things where sometimes I see my kids and they're not the athletic type, but they're very much the creative type. So it's one of those where it's like, I'm never like, hey, well, why don't you try basketball? You know, it's like, okay, well, my son right now is really big into origami. So I'm like, okay, nice. can you make this now? He's like, oh yeah. And he'll come back and he made me this amazing dragon. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool. Wow. So, you know, it's encouraging children, I think, is so important. And
really seeing potential. Like, a lot of times, when God sees us, he sees us for everything he created us to be. But when we see us, we sometimes see our faults, our failures, our mistakes, our lack of greatness. God sees, you know, how great we can be. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we need to be God's eyes and see that in other people and encourage them out of, you know, where they might be stuck. Because really, we're made for greatness. We're made in the image and likeness of God. We're made by God for God. We can do all things through Christ. So so really, we need to get people in that mindset to really, it's crazy, the Holy Spirit, I think, is highly underutilized. But as an artist, I use the Holy Spirit for everything. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And I like every song, it's all Holy Spirit driven. And I just invite the Holy Spirit, hey, help me write the song. What do you want me to say? When I was in college and I had to, you know, in college, you have to write a lot of papers. I didn't enjoy writing papers, but I asked the Holy Spirit to help me write these papers. You know, like it's something that the Holy Spirit is our helper, our counselor. We don't realize the power of the Holy Spirit. It says in Scripture, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Mm-hmm. And that's powerful to recognize that the impossible of raising Jesus from the dead, you know, that Spirit lives in us.
Excellent. Amen to that greatly.
No worries.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, you know, it's like one of your shirts. It's just child of God, you know, and that's what we are. We're a child of God. Mm-hmm. So, you know, talk to us a little bit more about that. Talk to us a bit more about your shirts and about your apparel. It's God's swag apparel. Is that right?
Yep. God's swag apparel. Yeah. So it kind of started, I remember I was driving, in San Antonio. I was driving to this girl's house I was dating. Her name was Frenchie. And she lived over by SeaWorld, which is quite a ways away. And I was just like, I was like 16, 17 years old. And I was like, man, I just wish I had cool faith-based apparel. And I remember I was at a stoplight and I'm like, someday I want to make like a Jesus clothing line. And it's still in my head. I still have it like the blueprint. It was like jeans with like an embroidery of Jesus' face on the jeans. And that's like the image God gave me. I have not made jeans yet, but hopefully will someday. And so that's something that God gave me early on, because I would see, you know, retreats. we would make a different shirt for every day on retreat. And mm-hmm. but I just didn't see cool Jesus clothes out there. And I thought, you know, everybody's got to put a shirt on. And, you know, everybody, yep. you know, wears hats. So why not, you know, wear your faith and represent what you believe? So I started actually in 2011 officially. I released my second album called Fully Alive. I made 3 t-shirt designs and I released them at this conference in Los Angeles called Religious Education Congress. And I sold out of all 3 designs. And I realized that day that, you know, not everybody, like they may not want to buy your CD, but they will wear a Jesus shirt. And because, you know, not everybody enjoys rap. Not everybody wants to buy a CD, this and that. But I'm like, okay, so maybe this is an evangelization tool that I can use to spread God's word. And so the clothing that I make, I want to make high quality clothing for Jesus. I'm not going to make anything that I wouldn't wear personally. I want it to last long. I want it to be bold. I want people to be able to ask questions. I want them to easily recognize that this is something connected to God, and just go with that. So I get a lot of different inspiration. I look at it as kind of like an adult art project of, you know, how can I create, you know, cool clothing that, you know, people can wear, look good, and then, you know, evangelize. Like, you know, you go in a post office and you're wearing a hat that says blessed, and, you know, the person, you know, helping you says, I like your hat, code for, you know, I'm blessed too, I believe in Jesus, you start this conversation. You know, I was just in an Uber yesterday. I recently got back from doing ministry in Australia, and this woman picked me up from the airport, and I saw that she had an infant Jesus on her dashboard, and she's Filipino. Mm. And so I knew, because she had infant Jesus, and I spotted it. It was right behind her phone. I'm like, is that Jesus on your dashboard? And she's like, yeah, I'm surprised you saw him. And he was kind of tucked away back there. I'm like, I scan for Jesus everywhere. And so I knew that was an opportunity for me to talk about faith with her and learn her faith story. And so it really opens that door to converse, because essentially, if we're supposed to make disciples of all nations, it's the good news is sharing the story of Jesus Christ. What has God done in our life? And we need to open the doors to that conversation with anybody and everybody, wherever we go. And sometimes by what you wear, you can do that.
Yes, and I'm definitely a proud owner of some God swag myself. Show I saw you when I picked up 2 shirts, picked up a Faithful shirt, yeah. And I also, the one I could not pass up was the t-shirt that had the Pieta on it.
Yeah, so, sacrifice. Yeah, that was inspired. I had gone to Rome, and I saw the Pieta in person. I'm like, man, I got to do something like this on a shirt. So that was one of the really cool designs. So I'm glad you got that. Cool.
Yes. I'm very much a t-shirt and jeans kind of a guy. So when I was like, oh, this guy's got merch. Cool. What can I get? So I was like, okay, that one and that one. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Great.
That's good stuff there. That's it. That Pieta shirt, that's one of my Holy Week shirts. Since I've bought
that. Yeah, it's a perfect Holy Week shirt.
Yep. So ever since I've bought that shirt every year on Holy Week, I wear it at other times, but I always make it a point to, in on Holy Week, to pull that out of my closet and put that on. So it's one of those where it captures what happened that week. So yes, indeed. That's amazing.
Great.
Before we get to our parting questions, I do want to give you an opportunity to speak about the Mission Driven podcast. I've heard a couple episodes myself, and I really enjoy it. I've hit subscribe on your podcast there. So I want to give you an opportunity to kind of speak a little bit about that and what the purpose is behind Mission Driven podcast.
Yeah, so Mission Driven podcast, you know, it's designed around our mission. So Jesus said, go, therefore make disciples of all nations. So that's what we're supposed to do. And a lot of times we forget that, or some, I do a lot of events with youth, and sometimes they don't even know that's the mission. And so it's to not only be aware of the mission, but also to know that that's our overall mission, but God calls us to specific missions. So this podcast, I interview different people. You learn about their specific missions. I have a theme for each podcast. We'll jump into God's word. And as I mentioned, the SOAP method, my wife and I, or a featured speaker will break down scripture through the SOAP method, which is a great, easy method. If you want to learn how to read scripture, it stands for scripture, observation. So what do you observe from the scripture? How, rewrite it in your own words. Application, how does it apply to your life right now? And then prayer, writing a prayer about it and integrating that into your life. And it's super easy. It's similar to Lectio Divina. It's a little more basic. And then I do a segment called Break It Down, where we talk about a song. We'll break it down, or an event. We'll break it down. And then I do a little opening and closing remarks. But the reason I created it is because I wanted to be able to share like faith-based inspirational content on a regular basis, that it's a way for me to reflect, me to like process, inspire. But you know, making a CD, it can take, you know, a year, 2 years to make, but making a podcast episode, it can take a week or so, 2 weeks. And so I enjoy being creative and popping that content out. I'm just like you're doing. We're recording this today, and I think you said you're releasing it tomorrow. So yep. That's amazing. But we live in a world that we can do that. So we should be spreading the gospel on a regular basis.
Indeed. We're going to go and get to our parting questions. And before we get to that, everyone listening, just pull out your phone, you know, go to your computer, wherever you hear the John 330 podcast, and search for Mission Driven Podcast. Give it a listen. I've heard a couple episodes. Good stuff. I really like the approach you take with your wife in using the SOAP method. And really, even when it comes down to it, I really like the fact that you include your wife on your podcast. That alone is amazing. I've actually had my wife join me on a couple episodes. She's kind of like a semi-frequent co-host of mine. And I've actually have interviewed my kids. So it's one of those, nice. It's one of those where when you include your family, cause they're very much a part of your project. It's never just
huge part of the ministry.
Yes, exactly.
Definitely. So, even in this last episode that I did, I talked about my experience at Kanye's Sunday service. I took my daughter to it, and really powerful. So I kind of talk about my experience there, and then for Break It Down, I actually use an interview that he did with Joel Osteen, and it kind of gives people some insight to his lyrics and what is inspiring him, where he's at right now. So that was really, really powerful.
Interesting. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's this whole Kanye thing to me is, it's a very interesting topic, because just seeing how it's the fact that Jesus is King was trending on Twitter was awesome. So I was like, this is cool. I just want to sit back. I want to see where this goes.
Well, there's been a spike in Google and people Googling Christianity.
Yes.
Since Jesus King was released. So this is, I told my parents, you know, so basically, he did an event, Sunday service experience. And for people that see, this is crazy, you know, like as Christians, we need to be encouraging people on their journey, no matter what their past looks like. But a lot of times we just look at people's past and we're like, nah, I'm going to, you know, talk smack about them, or I'm not going to believe it. I'm like, you know what? That's not what Jesus would do. You know, we need to pray and discern, but know that we have to encourage anybody on their walk, because we're all sinners and we mess up all the time. Yep. It just so happens that some of these celebrities are in a spotlight. So when one of them actually has the courage enough to be bold and say that they are putting God over everything and Jesus is their sole mission in life, we should be applauding, supporting, and praying for them, because they're going to be under attack, because they have a voice, they have a platform, and that they can affect millions of people for the kingdom, and Satan's going to be real upset. But I think that right now in 2020, I'm declaring in Jesus' name that we're going to be entering an era where there will be thousands, hopefully millions of people who come to the Lord. And I believe that they'll write about this time in history books of when there was a shift in faith of people becoming Catholic, becoming Christian, really meeting Jesus for the first time. And I just believe that revival is in the future, the near future. And I think Kanye might spark this might just be one pop up of the Holy Spirit doing something big, and it could cause this wave of faith that can move all around our world. So we have to pray for that.
Indeed, we do. Definitely we do. So that can certainly be one of our call to actions here, is to encourage others to go and do that as well. To pray for that revival as well. So that's amazing. Mm-hmm. We'll go and get to our parting questions now, Joe. So my first question is kind of similar to one that you ask on your show.
Okay.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be and why?
So, I mean, I love to eat. So I think a great superhero power would be to basically make any food you want appear when you're hungry. So
that'd be awesome.
That's yeah, that'd be fun.
Are those Pinkies hot dogs good? I've always heard of Pinkies. I've been to
yeah,
LA.
Yeah, you know,
but
I think I might have had them like once or twice. They're down in LA. I don't eat there a lot, but yeah, there's some good spots. I love the sushi out here in LA.
Oh, the sushi.
There's really good sushi. Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's a very unique superpower. Just whatever food you think of, just have it appear right in front
of
you.
Yeah. Yeah, and then think about how many homeless people you could feed by, hey, what are you feeling like today?
Yeah.
Bam, got you.
talking about multiplying the fish and the loaves there, huh?
yeah.
Alrighty, next question we have is, who is your favorite saint?
You know, there's so many saints. One saint that had played a big role in my young faith experience with Saint Bernadette. And I got really into, you know, Marian apparitions when I was in high school, and I was just amazed that Mary was still showing up and still reaching out. But Saint Bernadette, she had this amazing faith at such a young age, and she carried a cross, and she ended up dying at a young age. And I believe Mary had said to her, you know, I can't promise you like a pain-free life in this life, but in the next life. And I don't know, she was just a model to me of someone who said yes to God at a young age, who, you know, people said a lot of, they didn't believe her. And she faced a lot of, you know, I would say trials, but, regardless, she just stayed devoted to God.
Excellent. So Saint Bernadette, and also Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us.
Yes, pray for us.
Where is the coolest Catholic place you've ever been to?
The coolest Catholic place?
Yes.
Great question. So I'm going to have to say what makes a place cool is got to be the people. I mean, there's a lot of cool cathedrals I've been to, but, you know, it's really the people that make the difference. And I just got back from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
There was an event called ACYF. And honestly, the people there were incredible. Australia only has about 20% that believe in Jesus or have a faith. So these kids, there were 6,000 that gathered. They're really modern day disciples going out there and sharing the faith. And especially in a place where faith is not popular, maybe not even accepted. So to see these people, young people, there were a lot of people that were helping out, such a strong faith. There's one gentleman, he prayed over me before a talk. And I mean, speaking in tongues, and I said, I told him that later, I was like, bro, my day shifted after your prayer. So for me, being surrounded by people who love God, that was one of the best experiences I've had. So that was in Australia last week.
Awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
If you could, how do I word this? Okay. So if you can describe how you live your faith with a hashtag, what would the hashtag be?
Okay, that's a great one. Well, I just released a song called Keep Going, and I'm going to go with hashtag Keep Going, because Jesus is our hope. We will never lose hope. We can't stop. We need to always keep going and striving to fight the good fight. So hashtag keep going.
Excellent. Hashtag keep going. Like that very much. And lastly, what message do you want to leave for our listeners?
So in scripture, it says that when we receive the Holy Spirit, that we should, after they received the Holy Spirit, that they were to go proclaim the gospel with boldness. And I want to encourage everybody who's listening to be bold in sharing your faith. And a lot of times what gets in the way of that is fears, worries about what other people are going to think of us, of offending other people. But I want you to let that go and just be bold and be, it's said that they will know we are Christians by our love. Mm-hmm. So by you entering a room, let people encounter Christ. By you helping somebody at the grocery store, let them encounter Christ. Let, by you, you know, taking care of somebody, you know, helping someone in a wheelchair, holding the door open, whatever it means, just be on the lookout. How can I be Jesus to other people? Put your fear aside, put your doubt aside, put your worry aside, and be bold for the gospel.
Amen to that. Love that very much. Joe, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day and sharing with us how you keep your fire burning for our Catholic faith.
Amen. My pleasure.
Yes, sir. In John 3:30, we do find he must increase, I must decrease. I want to thank our executive producers for this week's episode. That would be Dr. Jeff Vista, Mr. Christopher Lehman, the 2019 Men's Acts team, my brother, Joe Nunez. And just recently, I received a very, very generous donation by the way of an anonymous donation. So to you who passed that donation along to me, thank you very much. It is greatly appreciated. Know that if I do receive a donation, whether it be through my Patreon page or in person or through other means, know that I take that and I put it right back into the podcast. Update my sound equipment, update the equipment I use, into video, into software. It goes right back into the podcast. One of my lofty goals I have is to actually have a dedicated space that is outside of my home so that way my family can have their living room back. I've kind of taken it over. So one of my lofty goals is to acquire a dedicated space that I can go and I can record and I can edit and I can create more content for the podcast, possibly branch out into video. So for now, we do have a partnership with the Oblate School of Theology where they let us use a room. That is a room that I need to set up and break down every time I go. So I'm trying to get away from having to set up and break down every time and have a dedicated space somewhere. So know that that is a goal that I'm working towards. And thank you all very much for listening to today's episode. We are going to end this episode the way the Nunez family ends our time in Mass every time we attend. And that is by saying the intercessory prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joe, once again, thank you so much for your time. For everyone listening, Joe is still on tour right now. You can catch him, if you're hearing this when it's released, which is tomorrow, the 13th, which is Friday of December. He is in Watsonville, California. The very next day, he's at Watsonville again. January 18th, 2020. He's going to be here in Texas, everyone. So for those listening in Texas, Mission, Texas, he'll be at Holy Fire in South Texas. February 1st, he'll be in Sacramento, California. And February 2nd, Sacramento as well. So if you're interested in booking Joe, is a great, great show. You can go to his website. There's a contact link that you can click. And you can send a message to Joe and talk about bringing him in. Either it's for your youth group, for your confirmation class, whatever it is. He puts on a fantastic show. I've been there. It's amazing. You will leave inspired. And at the very least, subscribe to his mission-driven podcast and also follow him on social media. On Instagram, you can find him on Joe Melendrez. And you can see just kind of a glimpse on his performances and his shows. Thanks again, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Everyone, thanks for listening. Have a good rest of your day. And God bless you all.
From the day I leapt in the womb to the joy of the empty tomb, I know he lived and died. died for me. From heaven high above, a voice came down with the dove. This is my son and I am pleased. He must increase, so I must decrease. And now my heart is open wide. I must decrease, so he can increase. He is the center of my life. He must increase. He must increase. He must increase.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.